This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be discharged Monday evening from the military hospitals where he's being treated for COVID-19 and will return to the White House. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday, "I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said earlier Monday that Mr. Trump is meeting with doctors treating him for COVID-19 to assess his progress. He said the administration is optimistic that the president will be discharged from the hospital later in the day. President Trump entered the hospital on Friday and, according to his doctors, is now on a 5-day course of the antiviral drug remdesivir, as well as a steroid called dexamethasone, which is generally not administered in mild or moderate cases of the illness. His doctors say he was given supplemental oxygen at least twice when his blood oxygen levels dropped below 94%. Dr. Sean Dooley, an Army colonel and pulmonologist, told reporters that the president's vital signs were stable on Sunday morning and the patient was walking around, not complaining of shortness of breath or experiencing any other respiratory symptoms. Mr. Trump's campaign Friday put on hold all previously announced events involving the president's participation. Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to make campaign appearances this week, as well as face off Wednesday evening against U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for vice president. Sunday marked 30 days before the November 3rd presidential election. Trump's opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, said Friday he was sending prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and the President of the United States. This is VOA News. The 2020 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine has been awarded to scientists Harvey J. Alter and Charles M. Rice of the United States and Michael Houghton of Britain for their seminal discoveries into the identification of hepatitis C virus. The three scientists have made a decisive contribution to the fight against blood-borne hepatitis, a major global health problem that causes cirrhosis and liver cancer in people around the world. That's according to the Nobel Committee in a statement. The advances have helped lead to new ways to treat and cure hepatitis C. This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine is the 111th prize in the category that has been awarded since 1901. The laureates will each receive an equal share of the $1.1 million cash award. The Nobel Prizes for Physics, Chemistry, Literature, and Peace will also be announced this week. The Prize for Economic Science will be announced next Monday. Germany's foreign minister met with the European Union's chief Brexit negotiator Monday to discuss the future relations of the 27-member group with Britain after a transition period ends on the 31st of December 2020. After several delays, British Parliament finally ratified the withdrawal agreement and Britain left the EU on January 31st, 2020. Standing alongside Michel Barnier, Heiko Maas told reporters at a news conference in Berlin that the coronavirus pandemic has made the process to reach a post-Brexit trade deal even more urgent. Maas said the intention is to have a good long-term partnership with Britain. However, both officials thanked one another for the opportunity to discuss the post-Brexit road forward. The head of the EU and Britain's prime minister each told their chief negotiators Saturday to work intensively for reaching a post-Brexit trade deal before time runs out in a matter of weeks. Health authorities in Uganda say the supply of blood has sharply declined since the start of a coronavirus pandemic, as fewer people donate and schools remain closed. The consequences are sometimes deadly. Students, especially those in secondary school, are the largest group of blood donors in the East African country, but schools have been closed since March amid efforts to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The Uganda Red Cross, which helps authorities to mobilize blood donors, says it hasn't been easy to recruit donors during the pandemic because some people aren't eating well and their blood levels are too low. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.